Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul.
And Jeannie.
Did you like the way I said that? Devotional Life.
They can't see your fist going up in the air, charging.
Okay, because speaking of charging, it's in devotional time with God where we get our hearts charged for the day and for whatever it is that we face. And in particular, on where we are now is we're talking about actively confronting lies. You like that?
Mm-hmm.
And Jeannie, you have brought some really good, let's call it manna, from the Word of God, bread from the Word of God, that we might grow with this. So give us more about this, confronting lies with truth.
Okay, our verse is Ephesians 6, verse 14. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth. And so we've reviewed the last few times about truth and lies. And as we strap on the belt of truth, we're recognizing the lies that come at us in warfare and about God's character. Mm-hmm. And we talked about how as you know the Word of God and you know Him, the more you get to know Him, which is never ending, you'll be able to reject those lies and replace it with truth. And your signal is you run to Him and you want to be in His presence. You want to surrender to Him when you know the truth about who He is. And then the other aspect we looked at was oftentimes we're having lies come at us about who we are and what our value is. And I had suggested what I'd done for myself, get a piece of paper, put on one side lies and the other side the truth.
Yes.
And we all have different lies that we seem to struggle with about our value and our purpose.
And that there is great value in literally considering a lie that has come at us, either about God or about ourselves or mm-hmm. that kind of thing, and actually contemplating and reassuring ourselves of truth rather than letting some lie wash over us.
And in that reassuring ourselves, I find asking God in through prayer for His perspective. And so, Lord, how do you see me? And Lord, tell me more about who you are. I want to know you. So we're praying and we're turning those things instead of just pulling away from God. Now we're turning those things over to the Lord and asking Him to sift through it with us and even go backwards in time with us before we got assaulted and say, Lord, walk through this with me. You know, where did I go? Where did I have this weakness come in so that I could be taken down by that lie? And then God will show us so that we don't go round and around and around with the same things.
Yeah. And the beautiful, I would say, goal is what you just mentioned in being able to go through these things, holding hands with Jesus.
Right.
Let's look at these things together, Lord.
Right. And I just thought about how so much of our relationships that we have are revolving around communication, our conversations, and perceptions that we have of maybe what somebody said. And that can start a whole spiral, you know, a crazy cycle, you know, where you just assume based on your perspective that this person said something and they meant this. And so you're defensive and then you're hitting back and it just starts this whole thing.
Yeah, it's called being triggered.
Being triggered, right.
By something. And how horrible to be triggered by something that isn't even true.
Right. What a waste.
What a waste.
Yeah. So,
especially in a marriage or friendship. Yeah.
Or in a workplace where you need to get along as a team or church.
Or church, yeah.
You're supposed to prefer each other and serve one another. And here you are in a tuffle with them, you know.
Maybe we should have our own little proverb. Let not yourself be triggered.
That sounds right.
For lies can bring you down.
Something that sounds like right. That. So asking God for His perspective, praying and asking for that, you know, taking that 1 second to pause before God before you respond or react, and even calling it a holy second.
Oh, I like that.
You're putting the brakes on and you're recognizing and wanting to have God's perspective come in. So someone just said something to you, hurt your feelings or got you upset. Instead of just being triggered and knee-jerking, you're like, Lord, help me to look at this through your eyes.
Yeah.
Help me to look at what's just said. Was it what I'm hearing, was it really true? You know, am I reacting to truth here?
And that's where you're grasping that holy moment.
That holy moment. And asking the Lord to get involved in it.
I really like that a lot.
Yeah. It's not a moment. It's almost a second. You know, okay. It's just a pause of a second. It's just, Lord, help me. You know, and you're wanting to know, because he knows all things. And he knows this person and situation. And he can see behind the scenes. He knows you and your heart and your reactions. And so when he comes in and ministers to your heart and just calms you down or gives you his perspective, you know, or just tells you, you know, pray for them. Just pray right now. Don't respond. Just pray. And get connected to the Lord yourself. And then ask for the Lord to connect that person that you're dealing with, that they would connect with you. So, and to give you wisdom how to respond. He might tell you, do something practical, like as you're starting to react, like, well, what I'm hearing you say is, and then that person has an opportunity to clarify if what you thought they were saying was even true. And if it wasn't, then they can say, I wasn't saying that at all. I was saying this. They think, oh my gosh, we've kind of gone down this whole spiral. Yeah. Yeah. And it wouldn't have been based on any reality. So just thinking about relationships and how we can cut off some of the, you know,
Nonsense
before it really has a chance to get really going.
That's good. And that's the belt of truth right there.
That's the belt of truth.
Operating by that, yes.
By God's truth.
Yes.
And so if the Lord shows you that, yes, this person is off and is not operating out of truth, then that's when you have the defense of truth on your side, because you asking the Lord, well, show me your perspective. What's true about this? And
yeah,
how do I deal with it?
It even is, if I might say, greater than our grasping right and wrong from our perspective. We're saying there's something that could be here that's even greater than right and wrong as I perceive it, and that would be God's view of it.
Right. You know, sometimes I mentioned before that I have a hard time with maybe somebody I see on the streets, and I'll tell myself or tell the Lord, you know them, you know their name, you know their beginning, you know when they were a baby, you saw all the stages they went through, and you still love them,
right.
You hate the sin and the decisions that they're making. And so, Lord, give me that compassion and that perspective. I was driving on the freeway the other day, and I was on the 5, and there was an accident, so there was emergency vehicles on both sides of the freeway. And so the cones and everything was telling us to go to the center. Mm-hmm. And so I'm trying to get over to the center, and we're all going pretty slow. And I had room on the left side. I double checked. And you know, my car does that little light if I've got somebody
beeps.
There. There was nobody there. And I saw this car off, and it's an older car. And it was. And so I started to go over, and we're all going slow, and we're all trying to get into the center. This person just slams his horn on me, you know, and just like, and I thought, and sped up.
Oh, goodness.
Like, we're not in a rush right now, guy. We're just trying to get out of the way, right? And so my godly reaction was, I did. I honked my horn back, and I even
said, that's not like you.
Yeah, I know. I didn't say a swear word, but I didn't say something nice.
Ginger.
And I know I'm telling on myself, but you know, it was a knee-jerk reaction.
Yeah.
And then right away I was like, oh, Lord, you know this person's name. You love them. I don't know what's going on in their life. If they don't know you, forgive them. Please help them to find you. Give me your perspective in Jesus' name. So it can apply to strangers, and it can apply to people you're having conversation with that you know well.
Yeah, remind me not to cut in front of you ever.
Oh, no.
Let's pray.
But he got prayer, so the devil got
at
him.
That's right. Thank you, Lord, for today and for loving us. And thank you, Lord, that you know our frame, each one of us, that we are but dust, your word says. But you have breathed life into us, and we are grateful. So, Lord, give us something to chew on today about this truth thing and operating by it and relying upon you. And just bless my brothers and sisters today. We ask this in Jesus' name, and everyone says,
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. See you soon.